Go fuck a donkey. No. Screw this. No. No. No, fuck you. No.
What? Oh, come on.
Fuck this.
What? It was in the credits.
No. Nobody cares. Nobody watches the credits. No one likes this band. No. Get the hell out of here.
Fine. 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 Okay, how about this?
I'm your boogeyman. That's what I am. I'm here to do whatever I can. Be it early morning, late afternoon, or at midnight. It's never too soon to wanna please you, to wanna keep you, to wanna do it all for you. I wanna be your rubber ball. I wanna be the one you love most of all. Oh yeah.
No, 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 no. To disco-y.
But I like that song.
Psh! Even know the name of it?
No.
Ha!
Needs more guitar.
Okay, let's try this out.
Must be some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine, plowman dig my earth. None will level on the mine. Nobody up in this world. Hey.
Ew.
Oh no, you didn't.
Oh yes, I did.
Oh no, you didn't.
Oh yeah, I did. Yeah, so I had the perfect song.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm trusting you on this one.
Strong together, united forever, they're the best of friends. But when trouble's about, you'd best watch out for the Watchmen.
Now is their leader, and he loves to party down. Rorschach's friends to the animals.
Yeah, when he's not clowning around.
I'm nutty.
Beat up some thugs, say no to drugs, be in bed by 10. But if trouble's about, you'd best watch out for the Watchmen.
Spectre's a sensation you should really never miss. The comedian's your biggest fan now.
If I could only get that kiss.
OZM, your bestest, couple of crime-solving superstars. Don't can give you cancer, and they'll turn into a car.
Strong together, united forever, come and meet your friends. Have no fear, time's up, time's here, for the Watchmen.
Watch out.
Oh, Mr. T meets the Foo Fighters. Because they fight, and they fight fools. That's pretty cool. Alright, well, this is Bleachman, and welcome to the Random Untold Podcast with my co-host,
Alex.
Viper.
Ellie.
Batman.
And, today we are going to go over Watchmen, because that movie came out like...
Rorschach dies.
Thank you for listening.
Bleep bloop.
Bleep bloop. But, yeah, we're going to be talking about the movie, how it compares to the book, good parts, bad parts, it being, rather if it's good as an adaptation of the book, or whatever, we're just going to be talking about it. So, in case you guys don't know what Watchmen is...
Oh, yeah.
Who wants to talk about what Watchmen is about?
It's about superheroes. Well, not superheroes. Mass crime fighters and what their life is.
They have powers.
No, they don't. Only one guy had powers.
Yes. Dr. Manhattan, power of the gangbang. Smooth loving.
All right, well, basically, this takes place in an alternate universe, which is similar to our universe, except back in the 30s and 40s, there's people that decided to become mask avengers and, you know, just start fighting crime. And then in the 60s, it got banned because, you know, people were being stupid and getting killed and shit. And then there was a revival about 10 years later. And then during the time between the first band and revival, a real superhero came up called Dr. Manhattan. And he was the only guy in the whole story who has superpowers. And then during the second revival, that's where we have all our real main characters right there. And maybe about 5 years later after revival, there was another band. So this takes place in 1985. And it starts off as comedian getting killed, being thrown out a window. And, well, I guess the real main character of the story, Rorschach, comes up, investigates, and finds out that comedian got killed. And then it's just basically a mystery slash, like, drama story about who killed a comedian. And, yeah, that's it, basically in a nutshell. But we aren't going to give spoilers in the movie.
Yeah, and, I found my Spider-Man apron.
Apron?
Yes.
That is cool. That's weird. But, all right, who wants to talk about what they think about Watchmen?
It was good. Next.
Oh, come on. That was what? That's four words, man.
Okay, I'll go.
Fun, do you want to shorten it down to one word? Good.
It was good.
Well, talk about it. What do you liked about it? Or what? Yeah. Just talk about it. God.
Jeez, what's up with you women today? It's like, oh, I just want to talk.
Okay. I'll talk about Watchmen, my experience, blah, blah, blah. So today, because I was the only living soul who hasn't seen Watchmen yet, I went to go see it. And it was weird because it was like three people in the whole theater. It was kind of creepy. Regardless, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so I believe it was a really cool movie. I haven't read the graphic novel, but it was pretty cool, you know? I mean, I don't know. It's not for everyone. Definitely not for everyone.
It's not for the kids.
No, definitely not for the kids.
Unless they really want to see Dr. Manhattan's blue penis.
Of course they do. Though.
Everyone wants a blue penis. So anyway. But yeah, I mean, it was pretty cool. Definitely, whoa, and I don't know. I mean, it's my first time watching Watchmen, and my first.
You like to watch the Watchmen?
Yes, fuck you. And Rorschach's like the coolest motherfucker alive. He's straight up G. He keeps it real. Everyone else is a bunch of bitches. End review. Oh, I give it.
No rating yet. We're giving it at the end. Yeah. So,
I don't have a hat.
You don't need a hat.
I want a hat.
You don't need a hat. And if you guys don't know who are listening to this, we are on Stickam, and I'm wearing a funky hat, and now Fat Man wants a funky hat. Yeah. Ellie, you want to go over it?
Viper can go first.
Okay.
What?
Talk about the movie.
A good action scenes. Well, not lots, but the action scenes were pretty good. I saw this twice, so I can't remember like good details about the movie. The only thing I didn't really like is the how kind of like the movie seemed kind of like rushed through, and how they kind of changed the super weapon thing. I didn't like that, but they made it work, but still, I liked the one in the comic better. And they could have kept to the comic, as it was until you had fully explained it. Easy.
For another 5 hours.
No, we're taking the same amount of time.
Fat really? Man, you froze.
How about now?
You're still frozen.
Freezing game.
But, I'm refreshing this bitch. Alright, I guess I got over it. I like the movie, but, one thing I like to keep in mind is that this movie shouldn't be considered Watchmen, like, the definitive Watchmen. It'll always be the graphic novel, but it was, like, the best adaptation anyone would be able to do about Watchmen. But, that being said, there was certain, like, elements I didn't really like, although I do understand. The lack of subplots, I don't know, that's just really depressing for me, because, it has a lot more depth, but they just kept, like, they kept the main plot very loyal to the book, so I believe that was pretty cool. Although, since the director was Zack Snyder, I was kind of expecting lots of sex and lots of gore, and,
kind of true.
Yeah,
because judging by, like, 300 and stuff, you would have to expect that. And, I guess...
But nothing beats, what's his face? The guy who directed, Pulp Fiction and Kill Bill. I can't remember his name right now, but nothing can beat the amount of gore that he puts into his movies. Nothing.
Tarantino?
Yes, there we go.
There we go. But, yeah. I had other stuff to say.
Blue penis.
Besides that, I really liked the movie. Some stuff I didn't really like though was, Dr. Manhattan from a distance. He looked really shitty with CGI, but, if it was, like, zoomed in, or, like, kind of a close-up, it was done really well. The Silk Spectre 2, she sucked.
Yeah.
And,
what a bitch.
Yeah.
She's a whore.
Whore!
Whore.
Whores.
Whores! All gas. It's all good. I think they did Night Owl really, really well, though. He was a good pick. I can see anyone else as Night Owl.
Rorschach was pretty good.
Rorschach, spot on. Spot on.
Yeah, Rorschach was awesome.
The comedian. He was pretty badass. And also him killing off JFK. That was implied in the book, but they, like, you know, actually showed it in the movie, which was actually pretty badass. And,
you could actually see his, like, brains being splattered on the trunk of the car.
Yeah. And then
That was how it was in the actual... Have you ever watched, like, the full-length Kennedy shooting? His brains were on the back of the car.
Yeah. And then you just see the car keep on going in under the tunnel, and then you just see the comedian go, like...
Yeah, bitches. It's,
like, hide behind the fence. And, let's see who else. Vite, or Ozymandias, or Adrian. I think, the casting pick for him, he was a bit too young. In, like, the book, he was about maybe 40, but here he looks about maybe... 32-ish. Yeah. And, I know some people got pissed off with his accent, but, for a pick for Vite...
I couldn't understand him.
Whose accent?
Vite. Ozymandias.
His accent wasn't that bad.
I understood his fucking accent.
Yeah, he was alright.
Who has trouble understanding his accent?
4chan.
4chan's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
I thought you knew this.
I knew that. But a lot of people were, like, pissed off. Not me, though. I was
trolls,
okay.
Trolls.
Yeah. He did a good job, though.
Yeah.
Let's see what else. The ending. They changed it from the comic book ending. Like I said, there's going to be spoilers in this podcast, so if you don't want to hear...
Rorschach dies.
Yes, we know that already. But in a comic book, what happens is...
Rorschach dies.
Shut up, fatty. What happens in a comic book is instead of a machine that copies Dr. Manhattan's powers, there's actually a teleportation machine. And what this machine does, well, it teleports stuff. And Adrian creates this giant monster, or a psychic squid, essentially, transports it to New York City. And this transporting machine isn't perfected yet, so whatever's sent through gets exploded on impact. So he was planning that. So he created a psychic squid, sent to New York City, and then caused giant explosion.
And basically anybody in New York City who wasn't killed was basically crazy.
Yeah. But one thing I didn't like, though, is like what made something really significant in the book, though, was you see Rorschach all like, that.
Dies.
Shut up, man. Come on. I'm trying to do something here. one thing that was really significant in the book, though, was after the explosion went off, you saw all the dead bodies in after explosion, which made it a lot more dramatic. In like in the movie, though, you just see a giant like plot hole in the middle of New York City. But like, hold on, I'll hold it up.
Because all the bodies are vaporized.
You see bodies and like blood everywhere, and like it was a lot more dramatic to like Laurie in the book.
I really hate how they did Laurie in this. Like, she was more of like a skank, and in the comics she was just more of like a bitch.
And
regardless, Rorschach dies.
We know that. One thing they changed about Rorschach's stuff, though, is that Night Owl wasn't there.
But he still died.
He still died, essentially. But one thing that was cool is, though, like, Ray Rorschach died. There was one of those ink blots of Rorschach's on the ground.
Do it!
Yeah.
Oh, God, that was loud.
I hear an echo. Oh, wait, that's just off. So can I have my guy unmute that?
Yes.
All right, cool. But let's see, anything else? Well, I got some Easter eggs that I noticed and I also found while browsing 4chan, so I guess we could talk about that in a bit. Wait, what? Why did that come up now? Oh, that came up a bit later. Oh, well, anyways. Overall, it was a kick-ass adaptation.
Fatty, shut off the cam volume.
Rorschach dies.
We know that, sir.
Just in case you didn't know.
Well, you said that about a couple times already, so I'm pretty sure.
What, that Rorschach died?
Yeah, he dies. We know that.
Really? He dies?
He dies.
Twice.
Oh, yeah.
Twice.
Just making sure.
But, like I was saying before, awesome as adaptation. I cannot wait for the director's cut because they're adding back subplots.
Rorschach dies.
Dude, please! I can't wait for the director's cut because they're throwing in a lot more subplots. Like, the first Night Owl, Hollis Mason, he dies, but they left that out. There's a bar scene where Night Owl goes all ape shit.
And Rorschach dies.
That too. And they're also adding back a left out story in the movie. It was called Tales of Black Freighter, which was basically a pirate book story inside a Watchmen comic. And it was a really interesting story. It parallels with the actual book itself. But they decided to left that out. They're coming out with a DVD of an animated version of it, which I'm definitely going to check out. But overall, I like the movie. It was cool.
I think I like when they're going to put all the subplots, like how Rorschach got his mask, the whole story with made his suit.
At least the very important ones. Maybe a bit more on to the psychiatrist. But yeah. Ellie, your turn.
Wait, do you know what they didn't put in? Like the part where Dan has his dream? And basically that explosion goes off the nuke?
Yes.
That happened. Like,
yeah, I know, but like the person, instead of Laurie, who was supposed to be like their first person, it was supposed to be that that criminal that Night Owl apprehended. Yeah, that's why when they unzipped themselves, like the whole skin thing, it made no sense when Laurie showed up twice.
That sounds crazy, yo.
No, she showed up and then she showed up in a costume.
Yeah, I know, but still it's just like stupid.
First it was Laurie, then it was Silk Spectre, and then it was Dan, and then it was Night Owl.
Yes.
But Domo. Gail, your turn.
Yeah, basically what everything that you guys said. And then there were, like, some parts that I was disappointing at. Like, they didn't do the roar. And, like, the thing on Mars when they land the whole giant, like...
Abysmal?
Yeah. Like, that didn't happen.
No, that did happen.
That did?
The movie could have ended right there. I would have been happy, though, because that felt so much like an ending right there. The way he did, like, execute that was awesome. But, the general Mars scene, they really shortened that down a lot.
Yeah, they did.
They did.
Yeah, because I'm actually not finished with it yet, so.
Yeah, but,
there's a few things that was changed, like the whole Dr. Manhattan pass thing. Like.
No, they really summed that up.
Yeah, but still, like, there's so, like, details they changed.
Well, they had, you know, shorten it a lot, you know, 3-hour movie. A lot of people have other stuff to do besides being fanboys. This was really a fanboys movie, but
this was a fanboy movie. They were like putting more like stuff, like set details.
Well, that's why they come out with a director's cut
for 4 hours of useless shit.
An extra half an hour, but yeah. Yeah, carry on.
I liked how they changed up some of the scenes, like when Rorschach went into the one like kidnapper's house that kidnapped the little girl.
Yeah.
I was surprised that he took
the
thing and just kept smacking the guy in the head with it, just chop chop. And I was like, wow, they actually changed it. That's not what happened.
Yeah, they made it a lot more brutal than in the book. But, of course, that's Zack Snyder for you. In the book, what they did instead was he put kerosene or gasoline, I forgot which one. He drenched a guy and then lit the apartment on fire. And then he burned alive.
Oh, and he also gave him a handsaw, so if he wanted to, he had to saw it off his own hands.
Oh, yeah, I heard a reason for that. They took out that scene because they didn't want to make too much like Saw.
Ugh.
Yeah. But, anything else?
Not really. I was just upset about the Rawl.
If you guys know what Rawl is, it's basically the scene where Rorschach is escaped from the police and jumps out the window. He yells out, Rawl! And stuff. It's a really popular meme on Ko on 4chan. You just see him jumping out of it everywhere. It's cool.
Oh.
O-L?
L-O-L. Oh yeah, Ellie, do you like it or not like it?
I liked it, but I prefer the graphic novel.
Gotcha.
I'm too lazy to read
anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should I have to read a few books? I think I lost one of my textbooks. Fuck it. I'm thinking about transferring, though.
Yeah.
Maybe
that's
Mercy
for another
College.
Episode.
Yeah, what? We're still doing the episode.
What?
Ratings.
Not yet, Reese. I have a bit more to talk about. Alright, favorite part of the movie?
What?
Favorite part of the movie? That made me sad. That was like, I was about like, man tears right there.
Man tears? You're a fucking pussy.
No, man tears. That was Rorschach. He was like all badass, and then like, do it, man, do it. And then it goes bang, splat. No!
My favorite part in the movie was when just every part Rorschach just owned somebody. That was my favorite part. Just like watching Rorschach just own the shit out of people. He's like, what, in his 60s? And he's just owning the fuck out of people.
I think he was 35.
But yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Whoa. 35. Holy shit!
35?
35. Oh, fuck!
Okay.
I did it 35 minutes ago.
Oh, damn. That's what I just realized. Okay. Viper, your favorite part?
Let's see. Let's see, I gotta think about this.
Oh, God. Ellie, what's your favorite part? Just say it, blue penis.
No.
Aw.
Obviously, when Dan and Lori were totally making out on Archie.
Oh, I'm pretty sure they were doing a lot more than making out there, Ellie.
That was pretty hot, though. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
The best scene was when Rorschach was in jail. And they caught the guy's arms.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome.
Dude just grabbed the, like, buzz saw and goes like, and he
I believe that's called an angle grinder.
Yep. Oh, damn. Angle grinder.
Oh, sorry. But, that was just awesome. That didn't happen in the book, but that was just so gory. It was cool.
No, it didn't. Yeah, what are they doing in the book inside?
No, the guy just slit the guy's throat up. Throat.
All right.
My favorite part. Wow, this is gonna be toughy. I should have thought about this beforehand.
I have another favorite part.
I think it'd have to be the opening scene, not the introduction, but where the comedian was fighting off Vite. That was pretty badass.
You just totally spoiled that right there.
Oh yeah. I tell you, this has spoilers. Vite kills the comedian. God damn him.
No, but I like,
Oh, that's something I didn't like, but,
I like the scene when the Dr. Manhattan's getting out with the Silk Spectre or whatever, and then out of nowhere you just see another set of hands, and it's like, oh, damn.
And then another set.
And then all of a sudden she's like, too freaky. Then she walks over, there's another person, it's like, what?
I'm working.
Oh, sup, bitch. Oh, yeah, just working on this atomic structure right over here. Yeah. Yeah. Samir, you have a favorite part? Oh, yeah, you already said yours. Alright, cool. Least favorite part?
I don't know, it was a funny part. When Dr. Manhattan goes to, like, Nam, and they show him, like, blowing up the Vietnamese.
Oh, yeah!
Just because of the music.
Yeah, hold on. I'm gonna, like, right here, while editing, I'm gonna put that music right here.
Oh, the music.
We were going to talk about a bit about the music later.
My favorite part of the movie was the ending credits because the song was super kawaii.
My Chemical Romance kills Rorschach.
No!
But yeah.
Hold on, what am I thinking? What's it? What's my least favorite? Oh, I didn't really like, what you call it? I don't like the Night Owl. I think he was the biggest bitch in the whole movie. He really was. I mean, he had some cool scenes, but that only involved him sucking face. But other than that, it was really gay. I didn't like him.
Uh-huh.
Fuck the Night Owl. Rorschach for life!
All right, whoever wants to go next can go next.
Stop.
Viper.
Bleach fan?
Batman. Oh, wait, he
went. What? I just went. Dumb.
Oh, yeah. Well,
Fuck, I'm contributing, and you're being a little... Shut the fuck up.
I guess one scene I had a gripe with was, awkward, prolonged sex scene.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was really long.
It was really long.
I felt awkward. There was only three people in the movie theater. I still felt awkward. It was just like, wow, this is really just going at it. You know,
the first time when they were on the couch, that happened in the book, but that was supposed to be funny because Dan can't get it up.
I know.
He can't get it up.
But then when he's on Archie, like, fuck, that lasted like 5 minutes.
I know, I was like, okay.
In the comic book, that was only a page long.
Yeah.
One page. How did it make one page 5 minutes? What the fuck?
That was crazy.
And the music they used for that, the Hallelujah song.
Yeah, it didn't fit in at all.
No, that just made it so much more funnier.
No. Yeah, it did.
But yeah, that was really the one part that kind of pissed me off, and a lot of other people off too. But yeah. That's really about it. I'm probably thinking up something a bit later, but for now, that's all I could think of. Okay, one of you two guys turns.
Viper.
I basically hate like the whole like part when they like at the beginning when they go into the basically that debate thing. It's like when they start talking about like the whole if the Soviets are going to invade and like the whole thing. I just kind of felt like that was unnecessary.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's another thing I didn't like. Nixon had a big ass nose. It's fucking.
Yeah, Nixon had a huge ass nose.
What the fuck?
Like Jews were jealous of his nose.
Yeah, I guess they could have summed up that scene a bit quicker, but I guess it was needed to, like, you know, really have the sense why he created that machine in order to unite the world. So you kill millions in order to save billions. You have to just keep that in mind. But, yeah. Ellie, your turn.
Yeah, I didn't like the rape scene.
Are you kidding me? I bet rape you isn't loved cool. it. Rape is really cool.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't rape. Actually, no, it kind of was, but never mind.
It wasn't rape at first, okay?
Oh, yeah, I actually have, I was browsing 4chan, and I found a couple of guys' opinions about movies and, like, the most, like, stuff that happened off theater, and one, like, part is, like, right before the rape scene, the comedian was, like, I don't know, seducing or whatever, Silk Spectre, and then Silk Spectre punched comedian, and then everyone was laughing, and then the comedian punched back, and then no one was talking. That I found that funny. Let's see what else. Some asshole laughed at the part when Rorschach exploded, and Dan yelled, "No, I wanted to punch him." Let's see what else. My original plan was dressing up like a squid and leaving off pissed, but it was too lazy to do it. And then another guy yelled out, "Why did Watchmen die?"
Oh, that isn't even funny. Fucking trolls.
All right. And, yeah, and actually there was some, like, Easter eggs in the movie. Since Zack Snyder did 300, he actually had two parts where the number 300 showed up. I couldn't catch where the second part happened, but the first part was the scene where the robber or Vite breaks into the comedian's house, and the comedian throws his glass at the door, and see the one just fall off, and it says 300 right there for a good 2 or 3 seconds. Another cool thing was the machine that Vite created was called the Squid, obviously referencing the Squid in comic book.
Oh, I have one. And Veidt's computer.
Oh, yeah, Veidt's computer.
Boys.
Yeah, there's one folder that said boys, right next to Maniacal Plans. That's pretty cool. Let's see. The Village People, Mick Jagger, and David Bowie was at the scene where Veidt was in front of Studio 54. It was pretty cool. And also, first scene of the intro, you see Night Owl punching that robber. But if you notice, it's right in front of the Gotham City opera house. You see the Batman posters. And then you realize Night Owl is saving Bruce Wayne's parents.
Oh, snap.
Oh, shit! I was just mind blown right there. But that's all I caught so far. I'm definitely going to probably watch it again this weekend. But I'll keep my eye out for stuff like that. That's pretty cool. Let's see, I had something else. Favorite characters. Or opinion on characters, I guess, one by one. So, Rorschach, what do you guys think about Rorschach?
Pretty cool guy.
He breaks fingers and not afraid of anything.
Oh, damn, Clerks is on!
Fuck Clerks.
What?
You heard me.
Oh! But I love the movie! Well, anyways, I was about to say something. Yeah, Rorschach was a pretty cool guy. He, says no and doesn't afraid of anything. We didn't really talk about Doc Manhattan, but whatever. I guess we really did go off cares already, so I guess we don't need to talk about that.
It's kind of weird how they never showed him in his original, like, costume.
Oh, you mean with the hat and giant suit?
Yeah.
Yeah, in the comic book, one thing you know is that progressively he loses clothing over time. He had a full body suit and a hat, and then it becomes kind of like this, like,
vest and, like, speedo.
And shorts, and then becomes speedo, and then, bam,
and completely naked.
Hooray!
Oh, do you know what they never mentioned? How, Captain Metropolis dies. They never mentioned that.
Yeah.
And they completely leave him out of the first, like, Watchmen meeting.
Yeah. They made Veidt the leader instead of that. And also another thing was that meeting where they said first meeting of the Watchmen, it wasn't called Watchmen in the book. It was actually called Crime Busters. But I guess they wanted a reason why to have Watchmen in that. Oh, yeah, that's what I want to talk about. Music, the music selection for the movie. How do you feel about that?
It seemed kind of awkward at points. Like, along the watchtowers and, like, the whole scene with the riot, that was perfect.
Yeah. Opening song was pretty cool.
Credit songs is awesome.
I know!
That was my
favorite
song.
So awesome they had to leave it for the end of the movie. Oh, yeah. Although the two songs that kind of annoyed me was 99 Red Balloons when...
Yeah, that was stupid.
Laurie was walking to the diner with Dan and the Hallelujah song.
What was that played?
Awkward sex scene. Opening song was...
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty cool. The song where Camino's fighting Veidt, that was actually pretty cool. It was all mellow, yet they used slow motion, so I guess it made it kind of fit with the song. Comedian's funeral scene, I liked that song, which they used. It was all, I don't know, it had that mellow feel and then, like, slowly kicked up. That's pretty cool. The riot scene, they used Casey and the Sunshine Band, I mean, Boogeyman. That song's just badass.
I love that song. I listen to it all the time.
Which one is it?
Thank you for the you know,
yeah,
songs
the
and
soundtrack.
Stuff from that
yeah.
special place.
Yeah, I can't talk about that, but that's pretty badass. Let's see what else.
What's the link?
Hold on. Yeah, I'll give you the link a bit later. I got the soundtrack. Oh, that link. Yeah. And also along the Watchtower. Oh, God, that's horrible! Oh, God!
I don't see.
Oh, God, why?
Do not want.
Everything went better.
G.I. Joe.
No.
Yes.
I'm eating. Why would you post something like
because
that?
Because you should have finished. That's what she said.
I think I'm done eating now.
Can I have it? I'm hungry.
You want potato chips?
Yes.
What kind? What kind of potato chips? Hold on.
Sour cream onion.
No.
Loser.
Fuck you.
I'll take sour cream and onion. I like those. Oh, damn, fat guy! But, oh, yeah, the scene with Dr. Manhattan, they played that song when, like, da 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 da. I'll play a clip of that, but that they made that scene so much funnier because of that song.
So sad you do not know the song.
That song, it was just so badass. Along the Watchtower, they made that scene so much, like, cooler with that song. It was cool. And if you saw that blue flash while they're flying in, that's Vite using. And, of course, there's the last song. Yeah. That's really it on songs. Yeah, unless you guys want to talk about the songs, too.
I want to talk about the credit song.
All right, go talk about the credit song.
So super kawaii.
And
oh, Ohio. Such a kawaii morning. Don't you just love My Chemical Romance? It's like my favorite band.
Oh my god, yeah. Oh, did not just make a quicker stop.
Batman, did you die?
What, me? No, what, hey?
Oh, he's alive.
Okay, dog.
Did you hear what Ellie said, though?
What'd she say?
That My Chemical Romance is, like, my favorite band ever.
Oh my god, it's your favorite band, too?
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's super.
Super. Gilgamesh.
Gilgamesh.
Gilgamesh is my second favorite band.
Gilgamesh.
Gilgamesh.
Gaiman.
And Gaiman. We have to play that now too, by the way.
Oh god, let me get it.
No. Just
I'll edit it in.
Okay. I'll edit that in, yeah. I guess finally ratings. First, as well, Fat Man, he can't really participate in this one. Fat Man!
J-Rock!
Yeah! Garuga Man!
Why?
Wait, I'm sorry, we're doing ratings?
Yeah, first we're going to do rating as an adaptation of the book. You can't really participate in this one, but,
You know that, what? Fuck you.
We're doing two ratings right here, so, Okay, compared to the book, what would you give the rating for the movie, me, Ellie, and Viper?
7.
Out of 10?
My face.
You give it a 7%.
Samir, you do know we go out of 5 here.
Then, let's see, no, it's 7 over 10. I reduce that. So,
3.5.
That's 4.0. That's
like 0.45 out of 5, right?
You just use stars or whatever. You know, that's how we usually go by this thing.
4 bleach man shirts which say something on it.
Police.
There you go. 3 bleach man shirts that says police on it out of 5. And that face, and that, wow. That fat man is face palming.
No, I'm face fisting.
Ellie, what do you give movie rating compared to the book?
3.5 gay men out of 5.
Gay men.
Cool. I'm going to give it. For right now, I'm giving it 3.5 hours of sleep out of 5.
Yeah, for the actual, like, movie to comic thing.
Yeah. But as soon as the director's cut, I am definitely ranking up that by at least a star, definitely.
Yeah.
If not 5 stars. I don't know yet, but yeah. And now, as movie by itself. Fat Man, you can get to go first.
I give it... Well, listen, if you're a nerd, I'll give it 4 Dead Rorschachs out of 5. But as a normal person who has no idea what, like, doesn't know shit about comics, or even, like, if they came thinking this is, like, a superhero movie or whatever.
Yeah.
And whatever, or they brought their kids like fucking idiots. I give them 2 fail boats out of 5.
Speaking of which, do you know what you're talking about? All those stupid people who reviewed the movie thinking it was about superheroes.
Yeah. Yeah. That was another thing about it. I actually have a couple of, like, review pages right here. And a lot of them were really retarded reviewers. Like, one was a New Yorker, and they bitched about how a comic book should be funny and not about superheroes. That's just... What the fuck? It's a superhero theme, but a lot more in-depth. So you can't really judge it based on your opinion of comic books. And,
Stop fapping.
On RottenTomatoes.com, it got 94%, and what they said was, gritty and visually striking, Watchmen is a faithful adaptation of Alan Moore's graphic novel, but its complex narrative structure makes it difficult to appeal for viewers not already familiar with source material. And I guess I do agree with that.
I found it pretty easy to follow.
Yeah, but in order to like really like it, you
oh,
have
you're just
to
saying I'm a complete book. Faggot. Thanks.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'll cut you.
Oh, and all right. Ellie, your turn.
I give it 4.2 Kit Kat bars out of 5.
What the hell are you putting? What the hell are you talking about?
Oh, reviewing Watchmen as a movie by itself. You never heard of Watchmen before, but, you know, just like watching the movie, what was your experience with it? How much do you like it?
I liked it, basically, but the awkward sex scene.
Yeah, I know, but what would you give a rating as a whole? The movie as a whole?
4 bloody G.I. No, wait. Yeah, 4 bloody G.I. Joes out of 5.
Delicious.
Fuck you.
Yeah, that's nasty, Fat Man. And
we should make that the picture for the next podcast.
No. And overall, I did like the movie. It was fun. It was entertaining. It didn't really feel like 3 hours, though. It kind of like whizzed by. They covered main. They kept the main plot basically intact. Overall, I did really like the movie, and I can't wait to see it again. And I cannot wait for a director's cut. So I'm going to give it 4 Dancing Night Owls out of 5. And, that's it. Unless we have anything else to talk about.
Your mom.
I'm pretty sure we cannot talk about her.
Well, she makes really thick hamburger meat.
Yes, you do like that hamburger meat.
That was actually not bad.
Do you like that hamburger meat in your mouth?
He loves that meat in his mouth. He was like, oh man, it's too big. What the fuck? It's really pulp. I don't know. My mom makes hamburgers weird. I don't know how they come up so big or whatever. But, yeah. Alright, so...
She has experience of handling big things.
Yes, she does. I'm talking about my mama!
That's what I was talking... yeah.
My dad makes it exactly the same way, too. So, I'm afraid how I'm going to make hamburgers or cheeseburgers or whatever.
You should find out. Go get some meat.
The same way.
I think it might be generic. That sucks.
What?
Go get some meat.
I only make big hamburgers.
Big hamburgers?
Big hamburgers.
Fat hamburgers?
No, big hamburgers. You know, kind of like fat. Oh. It's like small but plump.
Oh, if you like ground beef and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, why don't you just get the pre-cut ones?
I don't know. It tastes a bit fresher when you use ground beef.
Of course it does.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you have to.
I know.
I know, it's annoying. I don't like it because, yeah, I make mine a little fat. But then again, I am a little fat too.
All right. Before we completely go off on tangents, we should just sign off right here. Because we already been recording for, hold on. Let me... 45 minutes. So.
Plus the intro, plus all the other stuff that you're going to add in.
Yeah. There's going to be goodies, so look forward to that. All right, so this is Bleach Man.
And Viper.
Batman.
And Blue Penis.
And this is Random Title Podcast, signing out.
Do-do-do-do-do.
Do-do-do-do. Bleep-bloop.
Bleep-bloop.